This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Bonjour. Today I am welcoming you to be our guest for a fun game of Beauty and the Beast trivia. I am joined by two returning trivia winners. They both have some wins under their belt. First up, we have Meredith. Meredith, welcome back.
Hello. You can call me Belle for the rest of today.
Perfect, Belle. Okay. And then we are joined by last week's winner, Alexa. Alexa, thank you for coming back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We are so excited to have you back. I hope that that competitive streak is running strong in you today because we are going to be playing Beauty and the Beast trivia. Have you two seen the glorious movie that is Beauty and the Beast?
And the new live action Beauty and the Beast even.
I love that one as well. You can't go wrong. Okay, so just as a reminder, I'm going to lead these two through two rounds of trivia. Every correct answer is worth 1 point each. I'm going to ask the question, give you guys in the car a chance to answer first before I head to our in-house players, and then they're going to buzz in and try and give me a correct answer. And if they're right, they get a point. Everybody on the same page with this?
Yes.
All right, let's get to it. Round number one. Remember, these answers are worth 1 point each. Question one. What is the name of Belle's horse? Alexa.
Philippe.
Ooh, fancy and correct. I actually don't know how to say correct in French. I should have looked that up before we started the show so I could have been on brand for this whole episode. But yes, it is Philippe. Question number two. What does the enchantress offer the beast in exchange for shelter? Right at the beginning, right when he was getting cursed, what did she give him in exchange for shelter? Meredith.
A rose.
A rose. That's right. And of course, as we all know, it just wasn't good enough. If he only had just taken the rose and just let her come out of the rain, everything would have been fine. But then I guess he wouldn't have met Belle. I'm giving the whole movie away. Okay. Question number three. When will the last petal fall from the enchanted rose? How old will the beast be? Meredith.
100.
No, much younger. It is a much tighter timeline on that enchanted rose.
Okay.
Alexa, do you have a guess?
Ooh, is it 21?
It is 21. Yep, he has to get everything in order before 21. So time is tight. Okay, question number four. What does Belle's father do for a living? Meredith.
He makes shoes.
He doesn't. He doesn't make shoes. You could say it is a creative career, but it is not shoemaking. Any other guesses?
I'm just really disappointed. I thought all the extra dads just made shoes in Disney.
I think that's Pinocchio.
Okay.
Overall.
Okay.
But this one, I don't know. Does he make shoes? I can't quite remember. But Belle's dad, definitely 10 out of 10, an inventor. He is an inventor, guys. Okay, question number 5. Speaking of which, what's his latest invention going to be? What does it do? Alexa.
I think it chops wood.
It does chop wood. Who doesn't need that nowadays in 2021?
You need a wood chopper.
A robotic wood chopper.
It's way ahead of its time. Really.
It is. He is the Steve Jobs of wood chopping machines, is what I'm saying. Okay, question number 6. Which character has been transformed into a candlestick? Meredith.
Lumiere,
yes. Yes, he's the dreamiest of all the household objects, I have to tell you. Okay, question number 7. What does Belle find outside of the Beast Castle that tells her that her dad is there? Meredith.
A hat.
Yes, she finds her father's hat. Okay, question number 8. What is the first dish Belle is offered in the Be Our Guest sequence? Alexa.
Soup du jour.
Soup du jour. I wonder what it is, by the way. What is the? I always ask that at every restaurant I'm at. They're like, I'm like, what is the soup of the day? And the guy at McDonald's is like, we don't have soup. Every time. Every time. Which you would just think they would, by the way. I, however, am sort of leaning towards the gray stuff. Have you tried it? It's delicious. Okay, right. Question number 9. Which character does Lumiere have a romantic relationship with? Who does he have a crush on, Meredith?
The teapot.
No, she is married with children. Ugh. But this particular object just seems to fit him really well. Alexa.
Ooh, it's that cute little feather duster.
Yes, the fancy feather duster. That is correct. Okay, final question of this round. What narcissistic hunter wants to marry Belle? Meredith.
Gaston.
Gaston, that is correct. Yep, it's Gaston. You know, he's just not my type. Is he your type?
Yeah, I always pick the wrong one. So... I would have been A+ for Gaston. Yeah.
All right. Good job, you two. We are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will be playing round number 2.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan. But nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Hi, friends. Are you looking for a story time podcast with your littles? Something that has some great storytelling and maybe some conversation about it? Look no further. With Story Time with Philip and Mommy, my little guy Philip and I sit down every single day and read a story together. And we, of course, want you to join us. Grab your copy of the book, sit down, let's read it, and let's talk about it. We'll learn new words, we'll learn new ideas, and then we'll learn how we can use those stories in our lives. It's a lot of fun. Classics like Little Golden Books or Berenstain Bears, all the way up through the newest phenomenons like Bluey. We talk about them and we have a lot of laughs. It's a great time and we hope that you can come and join us. So please look for us and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Storytime with Philip and Mommy. Thanks so much. We'll see you there.
If there has ever been a year to make the moms in your life feel loved and appreciated on Mother's Day, I'm going to tell you, it's this one. It has been kind of hard to be a mom this year. I'm going to be honest with you guys.
It has. You better show your mom so much love this year.
It's been a bit of a rough run, and getting kids through virtual schooling and everything else has been really hard. So I just want to high five all my fellow moms out there. I am so honored to be honoring my moms, my mom, my fellow mom friends, and all of them with a heartfelt and sentimental gift the whole family can cherish together forever. And that is one of our favorite products ever, Storyworth. Storyworth is an online service that helps your mom, grandmother, mother-in-law, and every mother figure in your life share stories through thought-provoking questions about their memories and personal thoughts. It's a fun way to engage with them, especially if you can't be together in person. You guys, you can do this over Zoom or over email or even just over, you know, text or a phone call, which is something we used to do when I was a child in the old days, phone calls. Every week, Storyworth emails your mom a different story prompt, questions you never thought to ask, like, what is some of the best advice your mother gave you? And if you could choose any talents to have, what could they be? Storyworth has helped numerous families learn about each other in profound and special ways, and their testimonials will practically move you to tears. No joke, actual tears. In fact, Storyworth has already created a powerful experience for me because I was able to talk to my mom about what it was like growing up with her mom, who passed away really young. I didn't know my grandmother past the age of 18. So I'm really excited just to hear what it was like when she was a teenager and dealing with her mom, especially as my kids are getting a little bit older and it's getting a little bit tougher. You just need
keep those family stories alive. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no shortage of surprises when reading the weekly stories, and they make you and your family feel even closer, even when you're not together. After 1 year, Storyworth will compile all your mom's stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book that is shipped for free. I have already completed a year's worth, by the way, guys. This will be coming to my mom this year. That is how amazing this is. Give your mom the most meaningful gift this year for Mother's Day with Storyworth. Get started right away with no shipping required by going to storyworth.com/familyroadtrip. You'll get $10 off your first purchase. Guys, that is storyworth.com/familyroadtrip for $10 off your first purchase. Is there something that interferes with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp Online Counseling is there for you. Connect with your professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. It is super convenient because they get it. Life is busy. Now you can get help on your own time and at your own pace. You can schedule secure video and phone sessions. Plus, you can chat and text with your therapist. These are licensed professional counselors specializing in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, LGBTQ matters, grief, self-esteem, or if you just need to talk to somebody, you need to reach out. Anything you share is confidential. And if you're not happy with your counselor for any reason, you can request a new one at any time. It's literally just a click at the button, no extra charge. We're talking 3,000 US licensed therapists across all 50 states. BetterHelp is available worldwide at your fingertips. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. BetterHelp offers 4 communication modes. They are so easy. And best of all, it's a truly affordable option with financial aid available. We want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener of this podcast, you're going to get 10% off your first month by going to betterhelp.com/roadtrip. You'll join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that is betterhelp, HELP.com/roadtrip. All right, we are back for round 2. Just like round 1, every correct answer is worth 1 point. Are you two ready?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, question number 1. How many eggs does Gaston eat each day? The guy has like a thing for eggs. I'm just going to be honest with you. Oh. Meredith.
5 dozen.
5 dozen eggs. He is roughly the size of a barge. I don't know who his like chicken supplier is in the area, but those chickens are probably tired is all I'm going to say.
He probably has like the shiniest hair. Five
he
dozen.
He probably eight. Does. Amazing yeah. skin, shiny hair.
Right. Just full of protein.
Full of it. Question number two. What does Belle find in the west wing of the castle? Alexa.
The Beast Rose.
Yes, the magic rose. She finds it and she's like, what is even up with this rose that is like falling apart under a glass thing? Okay, question number three. What attacks Belle when she flees the castle? Alexa.
Wolves?
Yes, it's wolves. They are scary. Question number four. What does Gaston use in all of his decorating? He is such a man. This is why we could never be married. Meredith?
He likes bears.
He does.
Is that it?
I feel as if he does, but in all of his decorating, his aesthetic is pure antler.
Oh, antler.
Antlers
okay.
and everything.
All right. Yeah.
This doesn't go with my like sort of Nordic vibe that I have going on in my house right now. So
yeah.
Okay. Question number five. What color is Belle's gown in the ballroom scene? It's kind of famous. Alexa.
Beautiful yellow.
It is a beautiful yellow. I love it. I would totally wear that dress. Question number six. Seeing that she loves to read, what does the Beast gift Belle? Meredith.
A library.
A whole library.
Yeah.
He is such a dreamboat, you guys. I would love a whole library. That's like the best gift ever. I am going to put that down for my birthday later this month. Question number seven. What does Belle use to check in on her father? Meredith.
A magic mirror.
A magic mirror. You probably don't know this, but I use it to check in on you.
That got real creepy real quick.
Especially when you don't answer my texts quickly. And I'm like, what is she
yeah,
doing?
I need to get a magic mirror in your house then.
I know. And you're always laying around with your dogs watching Netflix. I knew it. I knew you weren't busy.
I knew you were doing it. Just ignoring me, watching Netflix.
Okay. Question number eight. After she flees the castle, who stows away in Belle's bag? Alexa.
Chip.
Tiny little Chip. He's so cute. Okay, question number nine. What does the footstool turn back into at the end of the movie? Meredith.
A toad.
Not a toad.
I think I watched a different movie.
I think you did watch a different movie. It is a lovable pet indeed, but it's definitely not a toad.
Huh.
Do you have a guess, Alexa?
Well, I want to say it was a dog.
It was a dog. It was the cutest little dog. Okay, question number 10, final question. This is a tricky one. It's going to show your Disney knowledge. What other Disney film does Belle make a cameo appearance in? Meredith.
Tangled.
No. Oof. It's not Tangled, but that's not a bad guess. Do you have a guess, Alexa?
The Hunchback of Notre Dame?
It is! she appears in there because they're both in France and apparently, you know, they're all connected. I don't know. It's the Disney universe. What can I say? All right, let's go ahead and tally the scores really quick.
10-7. Alexa won again.
All right. If you listened last week, Alexa joined us for the very first time and she won Office Trivia. And this week she won again. Congratulations, Alexa. You are the winner for this week's Beauty and the Beast Trivia.
We need some air horn.
This is so exciting. We are so proud of you. I hope you come back and play with us again. And everybody listening, I hope you come back to play with us again for another episode of the Family Retro Trivia Podcast. We love having you. Make sure you check out our Facebook page. You can find us online and on Instagram, as well as check out girlsgirlsmedia.com for all of our Girls Girls Media podcasts. Make sure that you like and subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast. And we sure would love if you'd head to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. All right, guys, have a great day.